感謝主俾我有機會又同你哋交通。
I thank the Lord that I have the opportunity to share with you。
琴晚食飯嘅時候咧，Eddie 弟兄就話：啊，我仔話，舊年啊，黃師母交通事司機，唔知今年交通乜嘢嘢咧咁。
Last night when we had dinner, Brother Eddie said to me, my son, remember what you shared last year on the Book of Judges, and he wondered what you would be sharing this time.
嚇！我一大跳。
And I was quite surprised.
一個唔係太細路啦，但係一個。細路仔佢會記得我舊年交通嘅。
A young person, not too small, can remember what I shared last year.
啊，跟住有個姊妹就出聲啦，或者佢淨係記得你講事司機啫喎，講乜嘢或者佢都唔記得咗都唔頂啦。
The sister just followed on and said, "Oh, maybe he just remember the title, the book, Judges, but the contents."He might have forgotten.
但係佢能夠記得我交通事司記，咁已經非常好啦，係咪
？But in actual fact, if he could remember that I shared on Judges, it was already very wonderful.
但係你假如唔記得咗我舊年同你哋交通事司記嘅時候嗰、那個主題咧，唔緊要，我好簡單再提一次。
And if you've forgotten the main theme of my sharing on Judges, it doesn't matter that much because I can briefly share this again.
我去年交通事司記咧，就因為我哋教會嘅查經就查事司記，我哋覺得喺交通嘅裏邊，我哋得到好多嘅提醒。
And I shared on this Book of Judges because last year in our Bible study back at our own fellowship, we were studying Judges and we were reminded.By the word of God.
你知道在圣经里面士师记这本书摆在哪个地方呢？之前就有约书亚记，之后就有路德记。
And you can remember that where is the position of the book of Judges? Before it was the book of Joshua, and afterwards it's the book of Ruth.
约书亚嗰、那個嘅經歷俾你睇到一個得勝者嘅經歷。
And the, in through the book of Joshua, it causes you to see the experience of an overcomer.
你記得剛嗰個時候，啲以色列人啱啱出咗埃及，係嘛？經過曠野，過咗約旦河啦，而家嚟到應許嘅地方，神應許俾佢嘅地方。但係點樣去嚟到得到呢塊地咧？佢哋真係一啲都唔知道。
And you remember that the Israelites had gone past the wilderness and they were at the edge of entering into the promised land, but they did not know they did not know the significance of that.
但是约书亚，你记得他知道依靠那位耶和华军队的元帅就是神自己，那结果他就一步一步，神就给他得曬迦南地大部分嘅地方。
And you know that Joshua know that God is the captain of the Israelites, and he could lead them into to conquering, lead them to take the promised land.
所以讀約書亞記嘅時候，你越讀嗰、那個靈就越高昂，好開心嘅，睇見一個依靠神嘅人。點樣能夠在一切嘅事情上邊得勝
？And when you read that book of Joshua, you find that your spirit is lifted up because you can see how one can be an overcomer.
但係約書亞記跟住士師記就講到約書亞死咗之後，啊，以色列人嗰啲唔知道神為約書亞所做嘅事情嘅嗰一代人過咗之後咧。嗰啲其他嘅人興起，慢慢，以色列人就離開神。
After the book of Joshua, and you come to Judges, the people at that time The people who were with Joshua had died, but the people left, the next generation did not know how God could help them.
所以你睇见佢哋本来喺嗰个属灵嘅高峰，咁样一下慢慢慢慢慢慢一路就坠落落嚟。
And you can see how they were falling from the climax of the spiritual state into a very low state.
士师记嗰段嘅时候，我大概交通过嗰啲士师所作嘅事，但我哋唔重复讲。但你睇到，当佢哋离弃耶和华嘅时候，神就将佢哋交俾嗰啲仇敌，交俾将以色列人交俾俾佢落响仇敌嘅手里边，就好受苦，好一段嘅时间。
And I shared some of the judges, but I will not share it again. But you know that when they left God, God left them to their enemies, and they had to suffer a long time.
但当佢哋呼求神嘅时候咧，神又兴起士师做佢哋嘅拯救，佢就起嚟啦。
But then when they call upon God, God then raise up judges from their midst.
但系当佢哋在圣经里面讲国中太平40年或者20年，总之过了一段时候，士师在那里治理他们的时候，他们就乖乖的听神的话。
And when they had a period of peace for say 20-30 years under the judges, and they listened to the word of God.
但是呢，那个士师死了之后呢，他们又走去跟嗰啲外邦人拜外邦嘅偶像，离弃神。
But after the judge died, and they then left God, and they went to worship the Gentile God.
咁神又将佢哋交俾嗰啲仇敌嚟到欺压佢哋，佢哋又好痛苦，好痛苦。咁佢哋又呼求神嘅时候，神又另外为佢哋兴起士师。
Then God gave them to their enemies, and they suffer a lot of pain.And they call upon God, God then raise up judges again in their midst.
所以士师记嗰段嘅时候咧，就系咁啦。一起一伏，一起一伏。佢哋受苦嘅时候，神为佢兴起士师。好啦，佢哋就跟从士师嘅教导，回转去到神嘅时候，神就俾佢哋太平。但系后来佢哋又离开神，就系咁嘅样。Up and down.
The period in the judges is a up and down period and.It's all to do with their, when they return to God, they're in a high state, but when they left God, they've fallen into a very low state.
咁圣灵点样为佢哋写落一个结论呢？就一句说话，那时以色列人中没有神，各人任意而行，就是士师记最尾个章嘅最尾个节。
The Holy Spirit.At the end of the book of Judges, the last chapter and the last verse, gave the conclusion that they did according to their own liking because they did not have a king.
所以在士师记这段的时候，你给他们看到那段极其黑暗，极其他们人民有极其痛苦的一段的时候，我们讲话在以色列人的历史当中也好，譬如你是讲一个属灵的经历也好，都是最低沉的那个时候。
So we saw the period of darkness in the book of Judges. You can relate this whether to the history of the Israelites or to our spiritual experience.
但跟住你睇圣灵将呢啲事情记录嚟嘅时候，下边一卷书就系路德记。
But then you saw that the word recorded by the Holy Spirit.That followed the book of Judges is Ruth.
但你话路德一个妇女，又唔系做得胜者，又唔系咩伟人，咁呢路德记呢卷书有咩特别嘅意义喺度啊
？And you then look at Ruth. She is not a great person or an overcomer, and you wonder what's so special about Ruth.
但系起码我哋睇见。在路德这个人的身上，一个人一，他的心专一的肯跟随他的婆婆拿俄米的那个神耶和华神，你看他肯来到去寻求这个神的时候，神怎样 大大的祝福佢。
But you see this person, the only person, Ruth, who determined to follow the God of her mother-in-law, and then God greatly blessed her.
你記得路德是一個外邦人，不是以色列人，是一個摩押人，是一個完全跟神無關的，而且是被神差不多被神咒助的一個外邦人。
And you know that Ruth, and she is not an Israelite, she is of the, she is a Moabite, and she has nothing to do with God. In fact, they are the people who are under the curse of God.
但是因为她肯拣选神，神就从路德的身上就带出以后有一个王出来。
Because she, was willing to choose God, then God could raise up a king. Through her descendant,
佢同波亚斯结婚之后，生咗一个仔俄比德，俄比德生耶西，耶西生大卫，系路德记最后尾个章，最后尾个节所讲嘅。
Then she got married to Boaz, and through that they had a son, Obed, and then after that they have Jesse.And then after that, they had David, the king.
大卫大家都知道啊，大卫系王啦。所以你睇下，因着路德嘅一个人嘅拣选，神响佢身上边作工，就神就能够照着佢个旨意，响以色列人当中带出国度。
And you know that David is the king, and through one person's willingness to choose God, and God can then lead on.To the kingdom, lead on to his kingdom.
啊，你知道神响佢嘅所拣选嘅呢班嘅以色列民里边，佢唔单系要得到呢个民族，佢就愿意呢个民族当中显出有嗰个国度，有个作王嘅。当然好多方面都系预表到基督啦，就系呢一下就俾神嘅。旨意能够好似推前一步来到去实现出来。
And you know that God wants to obtain His kingdom, and it's through her that God could manifest His desire that He wants to have a kingdom.
所以你睇约书亚记一个属灵嘅高峰，落到士师记一个低谷，但系又因着一个人嘅信服神嘅旨意能够继续进行，就又带出。以后所罗门大卫嗰段嘅光荣嘅历史，又一个另外一个高峰。
And from the very high spiritual state in the time of Joshua, it went downhill to the judges' time. But through one person's willingness to obey, and God could then lead on His purpose through this person to another.To another high state.
所以我就是这样很简单的将去年跟大家交通的那个中心就再一次就重复讲一讲呢就给你温习一下。
And I have just briefly shared in a simple way what I shared last year so that you can have this revised revision.
但是今天呢我就唔係讲边卷书，又唔係讲跟住上一次嗰个交通嘅嗰、那个嗰个流嗰、那个中心去。
But this time I'm not talking on any particular book, or following the theme from last year.
我先係从边度开始先呢先讲下我最近一啲嘅经历，因为大概你都听到啦我最近发生一啲意外。
And I start off with sharing with you an experience, and you probably have heard that recently I had an accident.
因为因着我经历呢件事情，我有一啲嘅学习。
And through this experience, I have some learning.
三月中嘅时候，我就因为个大女。在外州回来探我们，那我就见门口那几个石级很污糟， 要洗牙嗰几级石级。
And in the middle of March, my older daughter came to visit us from another state, and I saw the steps in front of my house were a bit dirty, so I wanted to wash the steps.
咁其实好简单啫，我都系用个水喉喷啲水，然之后攞个扫把就将啲沙尘啊咁嚟扫出去。
And it was very simple. I just used a hose and spray the water and wash the steps and use something to sweep the steps.
但当时咧，我着住胶拖鞋，个胶拖鞋咧个底就好滑噶。
And at that time, I was wearing plastic rubber slippers, and the sole of the slippers were very slippery.
咁又喷咗水咧，当然个石头就好滑啦。
And because the steps were wet and it was slippery,
咁我就一下咧就响个石级边咧，咁就扇一扇。
And all of a sudden, I just slipped at the edge of the step.
咁一跌落去嘅时候咧，后边个背脊咧就一揞住上边嗰几级啦。
And when I fell, my back fell on the steps above.
咁在左边这边中间那里就整断了两条肋骨。
And on my left side, two ribs broke.
那当时呢都不是觉得挺痛的，都还可以自己夹起身。那我以为就是硬下或者就硬瘀了而已，就没什么事的。
And I had pain, but the pain was not so severe. I could actually get myself up, and I thought that it was bruised and then after the bruising has gone, it would be okay.
我就叫黄弟兄同我捽啲药酒，咁啊瞓觉。嗰阵时系下昼嘅时候，咁嗰晚我都觉得瞓一晚应该天朝冇乜事噶啦。
And then I asked Brother Ron, my husband, to rub the back for me, and then I went to sleep. And I thought that after I had a good sleep, the next day it would be okay.
但系成晚就好痛，痛得好辛苦。
But that night, I had a lot of pain, and I was in agony.
咁朝头早我就决定，我估一定要去 emergency 去睇一睇，照一照 X-ray， 睇下有咩事情啊。
And in the morning, I decided that I should go to the emergency to have an X-ray and to check whether it was okay or not.
咁一照咧，咁医生就话，断咗两条肋骨。
And the X-ray showed that I had broken two ribs.
咁佢就开啲止痛药，咁就叫我翻屋企啦。
And I was given some analgesic painkillers and was asked to go home.
咁我觉得好奇怪，佢又冇药俾我，但我谂下佢系即系急症室嘅医生，或者佢唔会开药都唔定。
And I was so surprised because I wasn't actually given the analgesics. Then I thought maybe because the doctor worked in the emergency department, maybe there weren't any painkillers there.
咁我话，咁我就即系可以翻屋企噶啦。咁
then I said, can I just like that go home now?
咁佢点话咧？佢话 ，Well, 你都好彩啊 ，You are a lucky person.
And then I was told that, oh, well, you're a very lucky person.
You didn't break one, you didn't break two, actually.佢最初嘅时候以为我断咗三条，佢话 you broke three ribs。
And then he said, oh, you didn't even break one or two, you have broken three ribs。
佢最初就睇到三条，后屘再翻去我嘅医生嘅时候，个医生再有详细睇个报告系两条。
At first, when he looked at the X-ray, he said that I broke three ribs, but when my own doctor examined that again in detail, I was told that I broke two ribs.
咁我就即系觉得好奇怪啦。佢或者睇见我，我冇药俾你，你就觉得佢就解释俾我听。佢话而家嘅道理咧，你断咗肋骨咧，就唔会将佢扎住、包住或者落个 plaster 嗰啲咁嘅。
And he saw that I was very surprised, not even having some analgesics. Then he explained to me that.The treatment nowadays is such that we will not even give you a cast or some plaster to hold up your chest.
他说因为为什么呢，骨断了的时候呢他就会collapse， 有时你扎住他呢他就不能够生返好呢，他就反而伤个肺，叫个肺受伤。
He explained that if you tighten the chest with some bandage, then you may cause the broken ribs to buckle, and as a result, the ribs will not heal properly.
咁佢淨係教我，你咧要每日深呼吸好多次，好大力吸又好大力呼出嚟，就帮你个肺运动。
And he also showed me, taught me that I should breathe deeply many times each day so that my lungs get the exercise.
咁我就翻屋企啦，就照住佢咁样做啦，就痛嘅时候就食一粒嗰啲止痛药，咁就每日深呼吸。
And then according to what he told me, so when I had pain, I took the analgesic and I practiced the deep breathing.
但是啲弟兄姊妹就話咁點會好㗎，你咁百一破跌親你都唔食藥咁點會好㗎。
And the brother and sister then said to me, oh, you're such an old lady, and you didn't have, were not given any, medications, and, you just practice this breathing, how could you, then, get well, get better?
起碼要三個月㗎，你要好小心啊。
And then they said to me that at least you got to be very careful for 3 months.
咁到復診嘅時候，我翻翻去睇翻我嗰個primary care doctor， 即係我家庭醫生啦。咁我就將個情況講俾佢聽。
And then I had a review with my own family doctor. I told him the situation.
咁佢話。人哋咧三個月，你咧最低限度三個月啦。
And he also told me that for other people it would take 3 months at least, but for you also 3 months at least。
佢話冇藥俾你食噶，你就乖乖就咁樣俾佢休息，慢慢佢就會即係好翻噶啦。
And we will not give you any other medication.You just have to, 乖乖地 behave well, and, you'll get better soon.
咁我話咁我學要唔要而家再同我照張 X-ray, 就睇下生唔生得啱，生返好，即係個位置啱唔啱咁先得㗎。
Then I said, would I need to have another X-ray to check whether the, ribs are healing properly?
咁佢話唔使㗎啦，你唔痛呢即系话生翻啱啦，你痛咧，你就即刻翻嚟见我。
And he said there's no need if you do not have pain, it means that the healing was taking place properly. But if you have pain, then you come back to see me.
但系啲弟兄姊妹觉得咁样，咁呢个又有方法教我，嗰个又提议食咩，咁啊好多好多样药提出嚟啦。
And the brother and sister gave me help and advice, and some said I should.Take on certain type of food.
咁結果咧，就我聽佢哋話咧，我就食能講啊俾你聽，食一種藥叫田七。
Then I listened to them. I had this Chinese herbal medication called 田七。
我平時唔信㗎呢啲，我就話嘿，即係唔會有咩。但係幾個人講啊，咁我話都聽下話啦。咁我就煲嗰啲有個姊妹喺大陸。佢又買到一啲成粒嘅田七，一粒嘅咁我就浸軟佢切片，咁我嚟煲，就一日咁飲三次，咁飲咗成兩個月。
Normally I don't believe in this Chinese herbal medicine, but then because of the brand sister's suggestion, and also the sister was able to buy this 田七 from China as a whole lump.So I started to boil this, to drink for two months.
咁就又因为想帮下啲瘀快啲散，咁就人哋教我用嗰啲云南白药，佢而家有啲系整成粉状嘅，咁啲云南白药沟啲药酒，咁就黄弟兄同我每晚就擦下嗰个背脊。
And also I use another powder form of云南白药and mix it then with some wine or alcohol, and Brother Wong would then rub this on my back.
我要讲出呢种两种药咧，因为呢两种药真系帮到我好大嘅忙，一个前七，一个云南白药。果然我就冇食其他嘅西药啦，我就系三个月，唔到三个月，我开始觉得可以自己喐动，冇咩痛。
I mentioned these two particular Chinese medicine because they helped me, and after two or three months, I got well and I felt that I did not have any pain.
当然呢两种咧，一定唔系神仙药，唔会咁灵噶。
Of course, yeah. Let me tell you, they are not like medicine given by the the 神仙 that is the false god, the fairies.
一定咧，神嘅怜悯、神嘅医治，就俾我好意外嘅。唔到三个月，我就觉得冇乜事啦。
And of course, this is only the mercy of God. And after two or three months, I felt completely well.
个医生话你最好呢段时候唔好开车啦。咁所以我觉得唔痛嘅时候，我想开车。皇帝话唔得，三个月最低限到三个月，咁一路冇得开车，又冇得出街，咁乖乖喺屋企。
And when I felt well already after two months, I tried to drive, wanted to drive, but then Brother Wong said no, you must wait three months. So again, I behave well at home, I stay at home.
咁一完咗三个月，咁我就完全恢复翻正常，真系觉得里边一啲事都冇。
And after three months, oh, I felt completely well. I didn't feel any discomfort.
弟兄姊妹都觉得好出奇。翻到去聚会，恢复翻去聚，我大概两个月到我都翻去聚会。咁就弟兄姊妹话：仲痛唔痛啊？我话唔痛啦。假如痛，我仲出得嚟。
And brother and sister, when they saw me, they were very happy.And they asked me, after 2 months, when I went back to the meetings, and they asked me how I was, I said, no, I didn't feel any more pain.
那个经过就是这样给你看到，不单是因着神的怜悯，神的医治，也都因着因为有很多教会的弟兄姊妹附上那个祷告，托住我，叫我真的很出人意外的。好平安嘅，好顺利嘅，就度过嗰三个月嘅时间。
When I went through this accident, then there were not only the God has shown mercy and God has healed me, but also many brothers and sisters pray for me and also give me the practical suggestions.
但我经历咗呢件事之后，我就喺度谂啦，冇一件事情。唔系经过神嘅允许会临到我哋嘅身上，咁我话神俾我发生呢件事情，究竟要我学到啲乜嘢咧
？Then I was thinking about it because nothing will happen to us without the permission of God. So I was thinking what God wanted me to learn through all this.
所以嗰段嘅时候，我就响到响神面前响到安静嘅时候咧，我就觉得神一定。在那里有个美意，有一样嘢要我来到去学习的。
And I was quieted down before God, and I know that God has a good purpose in this, and that I need to learn something.
咁你知道圣经里边嗰句话，罗马书大家睇啦，第八章，好熟嘅，你唔睇都会记得啦。呢节圣经。
Are you familiar with this verse?In Romans chapter
8,
28, Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
罗马书第八章廿八节
Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
嗱，呢节圣经都好熟噶嘛
And
佢话
It is a very familiar verse.
啊，我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神嘅人得益处
But We do know that all things work together for good to those who love God.
呢两节圣经，我哋好多时候都会想到神俾我哋遇到各样嘅事情，万事顺利嘅事也好，唔顺利嘅事也好，都喺万事嘅里边啦。 萬事互相效力，他說叫愛神的人得益處，我就想起這次聖經。
And then this verse came to my mind that all things work together for good to those who love God.
我現在已經得到益處了，得到醫治了，但是是不是只有這麼多呢？但是你看讀下去，得益處之後，就是按他旨意被召的人，因為他預先所知道的人，就預先定下效法他兒子的模樣，使他兒子在許多弟兄中作長子。
Now I'm healed, already received the working that is for good, but it doesn't stay there. It continues to say to those who are called according to purpose, because whom he has foreknown, he has also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, so that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
按他旨意被召的人，我们都是啦，他又预先所知道的人都是我们啦，咁都系指到我哋呢啲喺基督里边嘅人，但下边点样啊？神嘅心意咧系预先定下咧，我哋要模成佢儿子嘅模样。
To those who are called according to purpose and those he has foreknown, these are us. But it doesn't stop there. For them, God's purpose is that they should be conformed to the image of His Son.
英文嗰個 conform， 中文譯作效法就咁冇咁貼切啊，應該係模成神兒子嘅形象。
In Chinese, the word is imitate. It is not as clear, but the word in English is being conformed to a mold, being molded to the image of His Son.
咁我諗到呢度嘅時候，我就即刻。就好似有個電燈膽喺個腦裏邊咁發光啦，有啲光啦，睇到啦。
And when I started to think of this verse, and suddenly as if in my mind there's a light bulb has been switched on and produced then the light in me.
原來神俾我哋得益處，叫萬事互相效力，叫我哋得益處咧。是预先定下我们要来到无成他儿子，即是耶稣基督的形象，原来他的心意是这样的。
And God's purpose is that He wanted us, He wanted all things working for our good. The purpose is that He wanted us to be molded to the image of His Son.
那我想他的儿子的模样是怎样的呢？那就即刻我就想起主耶稣自己讲过嗰句说话，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。你记得吗？马太福音16章嗰度吓，11章。
And then, what is the image of His Son? And I thought of what the Lord said in Matthew, chapter 11, about He said, "Come and bear my yoke."And also take on my burden.
Learn of me.
Learn of me.
要学佢嘅样式。咁你再谂嘅时候，喺神面前再谂落去嘅时候，神嘅样式好突出嘅一点就系腓立比书第二章嗰度所讲噶啦。佢有既然有人嘅样子，就自己卑微，全心顺服，以至于死。那段聖經大家又是很熟的，那個又是將神兒子的樣式講給我們聽。
So when the Lord said learn of me, then you are also familiar with another verse in the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 8, where it says that having been found in figure as a man, humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, and the death of the cross.
呢两节圣经就俾我睇到神儿子嘅样式最得限度，俾我睇到有一样，当然佢嘅样式好多方面俾我哋领会得到嘅，但其中有一点好突出嘅， 就是这个负他的轭，这里全心顺服都是讲顺服。
There are two very, very particular points about the Lord's image. That is that, about his yoke, take upon his yoke. And also in the book of Philippians is the obedient unto death. Then these two verses tell of the obedient.
咁我话，哦，原来神俾我经历呢件事情，要我学习顺服。但点解要学习顺服呢？
Oh, then I thought, yes, God wanted me to learn to have obedience. Then how do I learn obedience?
顺服同埋我洗楼梯、洗石级，咁啊有咩关系咧？两样。
And obedience, then what is how is does it associate with washing the steps?
我头先讲话，因为我洗石级。就因为我的大女回来探我嘛，咁所以我跌亲之后咧，佢翻到嚟咧就话系啦，你唔认老啦。
When I told you that, I washed the steps because my older daughter would be coming to visit me. When my daughter came back, and she so said to me, you do not admit that you are old.
我自己就明啦，哦，我呢个人咧唔认老。
Then I then realized that this person I do not admit that I'm old.
但同我信服神又有咩关系呢？
Then what is the relationship between this and obedience to God?
我自己谂下谂下，哦，我谂到啦。
And then I began to think, and then I got it.
人我哋会衰老，会衰残，啊，好自然嘅。我哋讲话自然律。
And when you get old, naturally.You decay, you become, you corrupt.
我哋话呢个自然律，但系其实呢个所谓自然律咧，就系我哋嘅始祖亚当佢犯罪之后所带嚟嘅结果。
And this is law of nature, but this law of nature is the result of the sin of committing, of the rebellion of our, of Adam and Eve.
亚当佢坠落嘅原因。大家知道佢系因为唔信服，唔服神嘅权柄。
And you know the reason for the fall of Adam was because he did not submit himself to the authority of God. He did not obey.
就系因为佢嗰个唔能够完全嘅信服，佢就拣选佢自己要走嘅路，唔听神嘅话，结果佢就堕落啦。
Because he did not completely choose the way of God.And he chose his own way, and he began to fall.
从此之后咧，我哋就睇到啦，响亚当里边嘅我哋呢啲子孙，冚唪都系响因着呢一个佢所作嘅，我哋就落响神嘅定罪下边咧。跟住所谓呢啲自然律，就人就有衰老、有病痛各样嘅事情。
Then, as a result of the fall of Adam.And we have taken on this law of nature. And we all have the, in our life, we have illness, we have aging, and all the pain of suffering.
假如佢係选择生命树上嘅果子，佢唔会有咁嘅结果，係咪？
Say, if they have chosen the fruits of the tree of life, they will not end up, in this way.
但系就系因为佢唔肯信服，我哋就要我哋呢啲本来响亚当里边嘅人都响呢个神所定落嚟嘅律里边，我哋要嚟到接受，要信服响神嘅定义里边。
Because they did not choose to obey, and we all have been taken under him as a result of this.
咁所以我个女话我唔认老咧，咁啊即系等于我唔服神嘅权柄，要乖乖嘅响你嗰个咁嘅年龄，你就要服响神嘅嗰个律嘅管理下边。
Because I did not admit that I was old, and therefore I did not submit to this law of nature, and therefore I should have been behaving in a different way.
我今天所交通的呢，本来我是准备在我们教会那里交通出来，但是没那个机会。
What I wanted to share today, I actually wanted to share this in my own fellowship, but I did not have the opportunity.
因为我们教会呢，这大半年来开始有一个特别的安排，就是除了我们一个礼拜里面经常的查经、祷告、读经聚会之外，有一个安排。
And this last 6 months, our fellowship has, we have a special arrangement apart from weekly Bible study and a prayer.
就是每第三个礼拜六的下午三点钟，是礼拜六下午三点钟呢，我们有个叫做教会生活的学习。
And on the third Sunday afternoon, Saturday afternoon, of the month, we have a time together and we call it the learning of the church life.
在那个聚会的目的呢，就是给弟兄姊妹，除了因为晚上有时他不能够来参加聚会，咁聚会完又大家分散啦，冇咩太多嘅时间交通一啲平时喺生活里面各方面嘅学习，所以就有嗰个特别嘅安排。
We have this special arrangement because sometimes brother and sister had to go after the meeting very quickly, or sometimes they cannot come in the evening.
咁大半年嚟咧，交通过好多个题目啦。我略略只系记得有几样，好似话怎样做父母啊，怎样读经祈祷啊，即是那些这样大家通常需要学习的一些的题目。
And this last 6 months or so, we had gone through some topics like how to be parents, how to read the Bible, and similar topics.
最近比较最近作神的好管家，我们又交通过了。
And also recently, we have shared on how to be a good steward of God.
咁最我臨離開美國嘅時候，大家嗰個題目呢就係信服。
Just before we left America, the topic they were sharing was on obedience.
我話好啦，我有機會可以講下我一啲啲嘅學習啦，雖然學得唔好，但係講出嚟提醒啊，做大家弟兄姊妹們一啲提醒啦。
So I was thinking, that was an opportunity, though I did not learn very well.But if I share on this, it will remind brothers and sisters.
我临离开之前嗰个礼拜六咧，佢哋就交通信服，就交通过一次。
That was the Saturday before we left.
咁有
it was the first time they shared on obedience.
大家有啲嘅交通，但系我觉得即系未有嗰个嘅负担，跟住嗰个交通嘅流。咁嚟到講出我嘅經歷，我未有嗰個感覺，所以我未交通出嚟。
Because I did not feel that there was a flow in me to follow on that sharing, so I have not shared with them yet.
通常咧，我哋一個題目咧會交通多數唔會淨係一次嘅，兩次或者到三次，到大家覺得要講嘅話都講完啦，咁我哋又改一個題目。
Usually we will not just share on one topic for once only, but we will share on two or three times until we have finished the sharing.
咁我就諗住啊，咁完咗呢次，我下次呢我就一定會交通呢件事情啦。
And then I thought, well, after the first time, perhaps the next time when it comes, I will share on this experience.
咁誰不知呢，我跟住又離開啦。咁後尾呢，我收到 email 睇到。原来下次交通的题目又不是信服了。
And then I left, and then, but I got an email, and they told me that, the topic for next time is not on obedience.
咁我仲同阿黄丁讲，我点净系交通一次啊？咁冇啦，冇得再交。
Then I asked Brother Wong, how was it there was only one, on this topic? Why? Then there will not be another opportunity.
咁佢就话，大家都交通唔到嘢出嚟，都冇嘢讲，咁咪停咯。
And he said, well, if Francis did not have much sharing on this, And then we had to finish.
不過嗰次嘅第一次交通，事實我都有嗰個感覺，好似大家喺呢件事情嘅上邊冇太多嘅學習。
And when we had this sharing the first time, I felt in me that we did not actually have a lot of learning in this matter.
似乎大家喺呢件事上邊又好少得勝嘅經歷啦。又唔想多講自己失敗嘅經驗，咁就冇嘢講啦。
Now it seems that why brothers and sisters did not have much sharing on this? It could be that they did not have a lot of learning in obedience, or they did not have a lot of experiences on how they overcome, and did not want people to know their failures.
事實上，我都承認。好多時候，我哋喺呢個功課上面學得唔夠好。
In actual fact, we need to really confess that, in the matter of obedience, we do not learn that well.
呢個功課實在係我哋一生之久，不停咁嚟到去學習。
And such lesson is a lifelong learning.
唔係話你在某件事上面你學會完全嘅信服。你好似學到啦，咁以後唔使噶啦，唔使再學噶啦，一啲都唔係。
It's not the case that you have learned obedience over one matter, and then you will not need to learn it again in the rest of your life.
喺大嘅事情上面要學習，但係喺微小嘅生活裏面嘅細節啊，時時都要學習。
Over big matters, we need to learn this.But over very small matters in our life, we also need to learn.
在我来讲呢，咁就大嘅事情，譬如话喺教会里边啊，各样嘅安排啊，我要信服。
In big matters, for example, like the arrangements in the church regarding matters, I need to learn to obey.
咁我都即觉得自己学得都唔错。
And I feel that I learn quite well. I feel that I've learned quite well.
舉一個例嚇。
For example,
譬如禮拜五我哋係分組查經。
On Friday we have a group Bible study.
係分國語組、英語組 ，and then 青年組。
And we have Mandarin group.
青少年組。
Mandarin group, English group, and young people group.
我就從開始嘅時候我就參加咗國語組嘅。
From the very start, I joined the Mandarin speaking group.
我哋個組嘅交通非常好嘅，好豐富，大家都好肯將自己嘅所得嘅亮光交通出嚟。
And we have a very good sharing in our group. Everyone is really will share on the light they receive from the word.
但係大概一兩個月之前呢，咁就教會嘅長老話：你呢就去英文組。
And about one or two months ago, the elder in our fellowship said, "Well, you need to go to the English speaking group."
佢哋有一啲嘅即係重新組合嗰個嘅計劃，咁佢就想我能夠參加英語組。
Because they had to reorganize the group.And they wanted me to join the English speaking group.
我唔係幾想喎，個心好唔中意，因為覺得國語組嗰度，我覺得同大家弟兄姊妹嗰個交通非常好。
And I was very willing to change because I felt that I had very good sharing fellowship with the Mandarin speaking brothers and sisters.
咁但係我都學啦，乖乖嘅聽話啦，咁我就開始去參加英語組。
And I learned.I was obedient, and I then joined the English speaking group.
咁就有啲弟兄姊妹話：點解你忽然間又轉咗組㗎？咁問我都唔知啊。佢哋話要我轉，咁我轉咯。
And the brother sister then asked me, "Why you change group?" Then I said, "I don't know." And brothers asked me to change to move to another group. Then I just obey.
咁都係少少嘅學習啦，唔係算係乜嘢嚇。咁不過我話要舉個例，咁我舉呢個例咯。
This is just my learning, though not very significant, but I had to give you this example.
但是大部分的时间在信服这个功课上面的学习呢，我就是不合格。
But I can tell you, most of the time in the learning of obedience, and I have fallen short.
好多方面，好睇见自己，有时或者外边好似肯信服，但里边好似一百个唔愿意咁样。
Often you see me as if outwardly I was quite obedient, but inside me I have 100 times of no, not willing.
譬如喺我以我嘅地位、我身份嚟讲，我话。圣经话：你们作妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
And according to my own position, according to the Bible, the Bible says, those who are wives, you ought to obey your husband.
咁我就喺呢件事上，真系日日咁啊，时时要提醒自己啦，要顺服自己嘅丈夫。
And every day, I on this matter, I remind myself, I need to obey my husband.
感谢主，主又俾我一个侍奉主嘅丈夫。
And I thank the Lord that He's given me a husband who serves the Lord。
咁就好似比较容易叫我顺服佢啦，系咪啊
？And it seems a lot easier that I should obey Him。
但系有时喺生活嘅细节里边咧，我有时觉得，你侍奉主系点啊？你啊应该好似话。乾乾淨淨，要譬如好似話 ，let's see， 爆啊嗰啲嘢。
Let me just then okay, you serve the Lord, you serve the law. Yes, I obey you, but in everyday matters, now let me just think about.
最顯著一樣，成日中意食。肥豬肉。
For example, very obvious example is, he likes to eat, pork with fat.
昨晚他們點菜就，一人講一些中國喜歡吃的東西，梅菜扣肉。
Last night we were having meals and we were picking our dishes from the menu, and somebody just said yes, belly pork cooked with this special vegetable.
咁就我就睇住佢坐喺出边食咗两嚿。
I watch him and I saw him that he had taken two pieces。
咁都超額噶啦，系嘛？個碟嘢唔會有一個人有兩嚿嘅啫，係咪啊？咁啊兩嚿，我就話好啦，㧬入佢。
And he already exceeded his quota because in that bowl not everybody can have two pieces. Then I just give him a nudge。
咁呢樣事情咧，我就唔信服佢噶啦。我有時就係唔得食咁多啊。
In this matter, I won't obey him. I would just tell him, don't eat too much of this.
咁即係一個例子啫，就好多你做喺家裏邊作丈夫嘅又好，作妻子又好，都係喺生活裏邊彼此嘅信服。個功課都唔容易學啊。
And this is just one example, but in this matter.Obedience, wife submitting to the husband, husband submitting to the wife, and this type of learning is not that easy.
有啲姊妹啊，擘鴨啊，鴨鴨個頭。
Sisters, nodding their heads.
大家都裏邊都知道嚇，呢個順服嘅功課真係唔容易學。
And we all know this lesson of obedience is not one that can easily learn.
我哋最近查經咧，就查到。撒母耳記上下
，and in our recent Bible studies, we study the first and the second book of Samuel.
大卫，圣经称佢系一个合乎神心意嘅人
，and in the Bible, Bible says that David is one who is after the heart of God.
佢点样系合神嘅心意咧？佢生活里边有失败吓，有犯罪嘅事情
，and how did he? How was he?Was the one who was after the heart of God. In his daily life, he had failures.
但最得行到，我哋睇到，我哋查经嘅时候，我哋睇到有一样，大卫嘅嗰个信服，嗰个肯服喺神嘅权柄、神嘅管理下边，嗰个嘅心啊，真系好值得我哋嚟到去学习。
Even though he had failures, but at least.He has this desire in his heart. I want to submit to God. And this is the thing that we need to learn.
你记得佢最初嘅时候喺屋企仲系看羊，我估嗰时候都系叫童子啦，或者都唔系好大嘅年纪啦。咁啊，七兄弟当中佢系最细嘅，撒母耳呢个大人物嚟到爸爸屋企食饭，咁啊食完饭，咁啊阿耶西佢爸爸就叫几个仔，阿撒母耳话：你叫啲仔出嚟见下我啦。咁啊，老大、老二、老三、老四、老五、老六，个个出齐嚟啦。
And you remember, David when he was a youth, and he tended the sheep. But one day, this Samuel, a big man, came to their house to have a meal with them. And after the meal, Father Jesse and then called out, there are the seven brothers, and they called them out one by one before Samuel.
我有時諗起，我估嗰餐大餐大衛都冇食到啊。
And I thought, oh, maybe that big dinner, in that big dinner, David did not have a part in it.
咁爸爸叫佢翻屋企啦，咁佢咪翻屋企咯。翻到嚟，神就對撒母耳話：咧，呢個就係我所揀選。你記得佢前邊神話，神係唔係按睇外貌，神係睇內心啊？嗰段經文。
Do you remember, his father had to call him back?From the field, and then Samuel said, "This is the one chosen by God." Do you remember what the Word of God says? God does not judge the outward appearance in His choosing. He looked at the heart.
神一对撒母耳咁样讲，撒母耳就点啊？起来，圣经话起来就将角里边佢有个羊角装定啲膏油喺嗰度啊，响将个角里边嘅油就倒响大卫嘅头上边。
And then Samuel took with him this horn with the oil of anointing, and he poured this oil of anointing onto the head of David.
圣经里面话，佢话在诸兄中，即系各兄弟当中，就系咁样告咗大卫，告立咗大卫。
And the Bible says, among his brothers, and God anointed David.
所以我自己谂六个。哥哥、爸爸妈妈，个个都睇到嘅。当时在场嘅人都睇到，佢已经俾神所兴起嘅呢位最后嘅士师撒母耳告立咗佢。
At that time, the parents and the six other brothers, they all witnessed the anointing of his brother David by Samuel.
但几多年之后啊？你由撒母耳记呢个系十六章，一路睇到撒母耳记下嗰个时候，神嘅时候先至到，叫佢作王嘅时候先到，佢先系作犹大支派嘅王，做咗七年半，然之后做以色列嘅王。
And this happened, the anointing happened in 1 Samuel chapter 16, but you won't see him becoming the king until later in the 2 Samuel.When he became king of Judah,
and then afterwards,
afterwards,
咁咁长一段嘅时间里边，前边有几年几风光下嘅，响扫罗王面前，带兵出入嗰阵时又几好，但一刻大部分嘅时间佢就俾扫罗嚟追赶佢，系咪
？And then he had a good time, and he was leading the army under Saul and to fight the enemies, and they fled from him.
但系大部分嘅时间，哇！佢要走到旷野，走入去山窿度，走入去树林里边，周围咁嚟到走嚟到躲避扫罗。
But he spent a lot of his time, most of his time, trying to flee from Saul's chasing after him. He had to hide in the woods, in the wilderness.
但你记得喎、哦？咁长嘅时间里边，佢会有时就想起，咦？撒母耳已经告立咗作王，话明扫罗王系俾神所弃绝嘅。咁我应该作王，但系点解我咁凄惨咧？所经历嘅系咁痛苦咧？
Then he could have fought back and said, "Well, I'm already anointed. Why I had to spend? God already said that He has already rejected." King Saul, then, and he promised that
I would be king, why am I spending such a lot of time in such a state of suffering?
嗰陣時啊，可能以色列好多人都會知道嘅，因為你記得最後尾撒母耳記下第五章嚟，唔需要睇。不過到嗰啲以色列嘅長老啊，嗰啲人嚟揾大衛，嗰陣時掃羅王已經死咗啦。揾啊，佢就話：你原係我哋嘅骨肉，嗰陣時你帶我哋出入，而且大家都知道啊，耶和華係叫要你作。以色列嘅君嗰啲以色列人讲晒喎，话我哋老早知道神要叫你作王㗎啦。
Also the people of the Israelites, they knew this, the fact that God had chosen David to be king, because some of the elders went to David and in the 2 Samuel and said to him, you are our bone and you are our king.But God has already chosen you to be our king.
撒母耳記下五章，你哋唔使睇。第五章嗰度講話，佢嗰陣時候係30歲。咁最初撒母耳嚟佢爸爸屋企嘅時候幾多歲咧？我估佢10多歲。咁啊，總有十幾年嘅時候噶啦。
And on chapter 5 of 2 Samuel, we're told that he was 30 years old.And when Samuel first anointed him, he was a youth, probably a young person. There could be 15 years gap.
咁长嘅时间里边，佢一直知道佢要作王，但系佢完全信服喺神嘅安排里边，佢一直等神嘅时候嚟。
And through such a long period of time, though he knew that he would be king, he waited and waited until the time of God.
从没一个时候他想用自己的办法去得到这个王位，因为他知道他需要信服神自己的安排。
And he never used his own means to achieve, to get to this throne to be king. He always wait for the arrangements of God.
你記得那兩次啦，一次就在個隱基底的山洞裏面，掃羅又在個山洞裏面，那些大衛的手下就話呢，神將你的仇敵交在你的手裏面，你可以起來隨便待他啦。
The vocation that Saul was very near him in the cave. And David's follower said, well, this was a good opportunity for you to deal with him.
咁大卫就起嚟就割咗佢个外袍，系咪？因为佢扫罗入个山窿嘅时候，佢除低个外袍，咁佢就割咗个外袍。但系圣经讲点啊？大卫即刻心里边自责啊，觉得好难过，唔啱，做得唔啱。
Because at that time Saul took off his outer garment and left it there. David just went to cut the corner off that garment, but after he done that, he felt terrible in his heart because he knew that.He did something which is wrong.
你睇跟随佢嘅人都觉得佢应该落手就一刀斩咗扫罗，乜事都冇啦。咁但系佢割咗个外袍一个角啫嘛。咁佢会里边自责。你睇圣灵响佢里边好，俾佢好即系好直接嘅睇到神嘅手响度啊拦咗。
And you know the followers told him that to kill.A sword just with a knife, and the follower didn't feel anything. But for David, he felt cutting the garment, the corner of the garment off, the Holy Spirit in him caused him to feel that was wrong.
佢点样同嗰啲手下讲？佢话边个人可以举手害神所告立嘅王啊
？And he told his follower that who could kill.The one who was anointed by God.
咁之後冇過幾耐咧，有一次喺曠野西弗嘅曠野嗰度，夜晚啦，個人都瞓著覺，嗰度就明講神俾掃羅王同埋佢嗰啲手下沉沉睡著，即係瞓得好冧好冧。
And during another occasion, when Saul and his followers were in the wilderness, the Bible says that God caused them, these people, to have a very deep sleep.
咁大卫有几个手下咧？ 有一個就同大衛落去，就攞咗掃羅瞓覺嗰個頭側邊，佢有個水瓶，就有嗰支槍，嗰支長槍，咁就攞咗之後就走啦。
And during that time, David and a follower went down and took from Saul from where he slept a bottle that he put water in and his sword, and they went.
咁嗰個佢個手下個阿比西一個佢個元帥嘅細佬嚟噶，就一個勇士嚟噶。聖經講佢係一個勇士。佢話：你俾我吉一刀啦，一刀就得啦，唔使咩，即係意思話你唔使喐手啊。你假如覺得你喐手唔對咧，我同你喐手，我就一刀就可以解決掃羅。
And one of the David's follower was a general, and he said.And asked David, let me do this for you. If you didn't feel right to do it, let me do it for you. Let me use my knife to kill him.
大卫就一样讲嗰句说话，你点能够伸手害神所高立嘅君啊？我哋绝对唔能够咁样做。
And David said the same thing. How could you hurt the one anointed by God? We will never do this.
你睇佢嗰个对准神嘅嗰个完全嘅信服。是几咁绝对，就算那个环境造成好顺利，你一刀解决咗扫罗，咁你咪做王咯，系咪？几咁简单，唔使再走难啦。但系你睇下佢心里面只系完全服喺神嘅权柄、神嘅管理下边，佢就唔敢用自己嘅方法。
And you see, he could have just quickly solve his problem by killing Saul with the knife, but he didn't. He absolutely obey under the environment.
就算是扫罗同埋约拿丹佢啲打非利士人战死咗啦，唔关大卫嘅事。神将佢哋交俾非利士人，死咗之后，啲人嚟报信嘅时候，你睇撒母耳记下第一章吓，大卫嘅嗰个哀歌。真係發自內心嘅，覺得好哀痛，唔會話因為啊好啦，而家輪到我作王啦，掃羅你打死唔關我事啊，你打仗打死咗，咁而家輪到我作王咯，咁啊裏邊沾沾自喜，一啲都冇。
Now at the end, when Jonathan and Saul were killed by the Philistines, it's nothing to do with David. But when people came to report this to David, and what did he do? He wrote this.Song of mourning, and he wasn't just like, oh, so happy now, that my problem is gone.
又再睇落去，后尾扫罗嘅元帅嘅仔阿尼尔Abner, 佢我想出卖佢个主人嘅咩，佢就嚟见大卫话，我可以叫。我唔詳細講啦，就係我可以叫以色列人嘅嚟你就可以做埋以色列嘅咁十一個支派嘅王啦。你記得嗰件事情嚇
？And even when the sons of Saul Abner came to David and said, "Well, I could make you king of the other tribes, 11 tribes, to be king of the 11 tribes of the Jews," when he came to him.
神就嗰次親手阻止嗰件事情，結果佢嚟唔到。後屘大衛自己嗰個元帥約押就殺咗Abner 啦。但係你睇下嗰次，神都冇俾佢越過神嘅時間嚟到去作以色列嘅王。
But God prevented that person coming to him, and one of the general of David then killed this Abner.
就是到那个时候，大卫已经做了犹大支派的王七年多了，他都一点动静都没有，没说派人去说服其他的支派，你们都来埋服我啦，等我可以做以色列全民族的王啦，没的，他全没有用自己的办法。
Even after he had been over more than 7 years as king of Judah, he never used his ownmethods, devices to go and tell the people, persuade the other 11 tribes so that he could be king for them as well.
他为什么可以这样这么忍耐这么在那里容忍 佢自己一直喺嗰度嚟到等咧，只有一个原因，就系因为佢完全信服喺神嘅手里边。
And how could he be so patient, to wait for so long? The only reason, there's only one reason, is that he was absolutely obedient before God.
另外，其实仲有一个好明显嘅例子，譬如头先我哋讲到约书亚。
There's another very obvious example. We talk about Joshua.
约书亚过咗约旦河之后，去攻第一个城之前，耶利哥城之前，你记得嗰晚佢见到一个人带住张刀企喺佢前边。
And you remember, before they were going to conquer the Jericho, he saw the man in front of him with a sword.
好可能嗰个人个样好威武，所以约书亚一见到佢嘅时候，佢就话：你嚟系帮助我哋咧，系帮助敌人噶。
And then because this person is look very mighty, then he asked him, this person, are you for us or are you for the enemy?
咁嗰个人咧就话：唔系，不是啊！佢话唔系，我系嚟做耶和华军队嘅元帅。
He told him, no, I come here as the captain of the army of Jehovah.
咁约书亚就知道佢遇见神啦，佢即刻点啊，俯伏喺地。
And Joshua then realized that he met God, and he bowed before him on the ground.
咁呢个人就对佢话：你将你个鞋脱落嚟，因为你所企嘅地方系圣地。
And then this person told him that what the place you stood on is a holy ground. You took your shoes off.
咁佢就脱鞋。
And then he took his shoes off.
佢俯伏下拜，同埋佢脱鞋，就表明佢里边嗰个信服，系咪
？And he bowed down to worship, and he took his shoes off. This manifests the obedience inside him.
脱鞋系你嗰个人同地嗰个接触。佢将自己所倚靠嘅、所能够站立嘅嗰一切，佢放弃。佢知道呢个系耶和华军队嘅元帅，我应该完全服喺佢嘅指挥下边。
And the shoes come into contact with the earth, and he took it off, took them off. It means that he will completely obey God, and he will not have to do have anything to do with the earth.
所以从呢两个人身上，大卫可以作王。约书亚可以作得胜者，最低限度其中的一个秘诀就是说他们的完全的信服。
And these two persons, for David to become king and for Joshua to be an overcomer, one thing at least, they were completely, absolutely obedient.
几多时候我们真的愿意，我们在不是当然有一天因着神的怜悯，我们在国度里面与基督一同作王，但是就是今日在地上边，我哋在各样嘅事情上边，我哋能唔能够有嗰个作王嘅见证摆出嚟咧
？By the mercy of God, we one day will be overcomers in the kingdom of the Lord. But today on earth, can we have the reality of obedience？
喺我哋嘅今日在地上边嘅生活，我哋心里边何等嘅愿意？每日过得胜的生活，是不是呢
？In our daily lives on earth, and we would desire to have the life of a victory.
所以你爱慕作王，爱慕做得胜者，你就要记得，你必须要有完全的信服，好似基督自己一样。
And you want to be king, to reign, and you want to be an overcomer, then you have to learn absolute obedience.Like Jesus,
唔系话净系好似基督人，你话佢基督系神嘅儿子，佢梗系容易学啦。但最真行到，我哋喺圣经里边，我哋睇到一个大卫喺好困难嘅时候，佢都学习信服。约书亚面对呢啲大嘅征战嘅时候，佢唯一嘅方法又系服喺神嘅权柄下边。佢哋嗰个嘅秘诀，作王嘅秘诀也好，得胜嘅秘诀也好，都在信服。这一点上面。
And you say that, oh, Jesus is the Son of God, of course it would be easy for him to learn obedience. But you can see through David and through Joshua, became king and the other one was an overcomer. But in them, we could see that they have the heart of absolute obedience before God.
頭先我講話，我哋喺教會嗰個交通信服嗰次嘅交通裏面唔係幾通，交通就唔係幾通。咁又有一個弟兄咧，甚至搬Darby 一本書，有啲 quotation， 有啲引述出嚟嘅，咁就印好一張張紙俾大家。
And I mentioned to you that in the sharing meeting on obedience, our sharings were not that complementary to coordinating well. And the brother, and he printed out some quotations from Darby.
佢嗰本Darby 嗰本書就話：基督是我們的滿足。
From this book written by Darby is Jesus Christ is our satisfaction.
咁其我淨係讀一句啊，其他麻麻地，唔係幾從嗰個主題。但係佢嗰句第一句幾好嘅，佢話所有嘅能力同埋真實有效嘅侍奉 effective service 咧，係從完全嘅信服嗰度產生嘅。
This just the beginning sentence was very good. The rest not very good, not very relevant. But it says that all the power and all our true service, the effect of our service comes from our total submission.
唔係話唔好喺呢 quotation. Sorry， 唔係幾 relevant。你講得啱嘅，唔係同嗰個主題好聯合。所以我就唔讀啦。但係我覺得呢句。就是非常好，所有的能力我们愿意过有能力的生活，同埋真实有效的侍奉是从完全信服那里产生的。
Yes, I'm not saying that the rest of the quotations are not good but not so relevant to this topic, but the first one was that all the power and true and effective service comes from total submission.
我今日嘅交通就停喺呢度，咁出年假如你话啊黄师母，交通乜嘢咧？咁你喺度谂啦。
My sharing finishes here, but next year, if you wonder what I was going to share, then you remember this year I shared on obedience.
Yeah. 信服，你又記得有提大衛嘅學習，有提約書亞嘅嗰個嘅德性。
And in this matter of learning obedience, and we mentioned the example of Joshua and David.
我哋低頭祈禱。
Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
我哋天上嘅阿爸父神，我哋敬拜你，讚美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we worship and we praise you.
一切美善嘅恩賜果然都係從你而嚟。
And all the good gifts come from you.
呢啲美善嘅恩賜裏邊最寶貝嘅還係你嘅話。
And all the good gifts, the best is your word.
从你的话里面，我们看见你以前作工的法则，同埋人嗰个跟上去的嗰个路。
And from the word, we know the principles of your work and how we should follow on.
感谢你，你俾我哋今日有短短的时间嚟到交通道信服的功课。
And we thank you that today we have this short period of time in which we could share on the lessons of obedience.
我哋承认话，我哋响信服嘅事情上边学习得十分嘅唔够。
And we confess that in the matter of obedience, we have fallen short greatly.
在呢方面嘅学习，我哋实在睇见我哋完全唔能够满足你嘅心意。
And in this matter of learning obedience, we have fallen short of satisfying your hearts and your minds.
但是我愿意藉着你的提醒，因着你的怜悯，我们能够继续在这方面有好好的学习。
And because of how you reminded us, and we're willing so that we can have, we will learn obedience, in a better way.
因着你自己的引导，你的扶持，我们愿意在前面的日子，在这方面的学习能够学得更好。
And we pray that we can learn this, we can learn it well, because of your leading and your mercy.
因为实在我们看见，除非我们在信服你的事情上面能够叫你的心满足，主要你的心意就不能够行在地上，好像行在天上一样。
Lord, we know until we have learned this obedience, and your purpose were not in from heaven cannot be fulfilled through us.
主啊，我哋因此喺呢度切切嘅仰望你继续嘅恩待、保守、带领我哋前边嘅路。
Our Lord, here we look upon you that you will lead us and your hands will guide us in the way ahead.
俾我哋唔系徒然嘅背负你嘅名咁嚟到活喺地上边。
And do not let us just bear your name in vain, in our lives on earth.
恩待每一个属你嘅，好叫我哋真系经历到你嘅信实同埋你嘅扶持。
Show each one of us who belong to you, show grace to us that we will experience your support, your help.
为着过去，我哋要感谢你。
For the past, we thank you.
你已经每次恩待咗我哋。
And all the occasions of the past, in every occasion, you have shown us grace.
为着将来，我哋要更多更多嘅仰望倚靠你。
And we look upon you for the future days. We need you more and more, rely on you and trust you.
愿我哋每一个人对你都话：主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
May every one of us here say, Lord, I'm here, send me.
感谢赞美都归俾你，祈祷奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
All thanks and praises.Unto you in the name of our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.